Lively Stones Meditations for the 19th of January 2022. A river went out of Eden, from Genesis chapter 2 verses 10 to 14. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four river heads. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one which skirts the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and the onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one which goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. It is the one which goes toward the east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. A land of rivers of water. This is the part of the creation story and the first intimation of the river of life flowing from the paradise of God, as is his pleasure and delight. Within it and from it is created four streams or aspects of that heavenly flow as a place for the first man, Adam, his creation, to dwell and prosper as a living being. These tributaries of the great river showed the creative power of the Almighty bursting forth with life-giving power, spreading rapidly abroad, releasing an abundant fruitfulness within the man and as a burgeoning provision for his well-being. Thus the love of God is shed abroad. His compassion and fatherly care is lavished on the finest work of his hand. The land of Havilah, where there is gold, speaks of the eternity of the divinity in an everlasting dance of reels and encircling with precious stones of bdellium, often thought to represent the pearl, but means to separate or set apart. The onyx, a pale green stone from a word meaning to blanch or make white, which gives us a sense of purity, holiness, and life. This river, which flows from Eden, is the power and life of God flowing out into his creation and available to all if they have eyes to see and ears to hear. There is yet more to be drawn out here. Suffice it to say that God opens himself to all who may come. He is inclusive, not exclusive, forgiving and merciful when anyone turns to him with a repentant heart. Meditate on these things. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verses 6 to 9. Now the children of Israel journeyed from the wells of Bene-Jaakan to Mosera, where Aaron died and where he was buried, and Eleazar his son ministered as priest in his stead. From there they journeyed to Gajoda, and from Gajoda to Jotbatha, a land of rivers of water. At that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister to him, and to bless in his name to this day. Therefore, Levi has no portion nor inheritance with his brethren. The Lord is his inheritance, just as the Lord your God promised him. Our song from YouTube today is actually a performance of the river dance. This particular version was performed for the visit of Pope Francis to Ireland, and that's not the reason it has been chosen. It was just a version of this which seemed to appeal, particularly at this moment. A holy occupation. Oswald Chambers on prayer. Prayer requires childlikeness. It is never God's will for us to be dummies or babies spiritually. It is for God's will for us to be sons and daughters of God. But he does not prevent us paying the price of being sons and daughters. He makes us sons and daughters potentially, and then sends us out to be sons and daughters actually. Are we prepared to go into the shameless business of prayer? That is, are we prepared to get to the right understanding of God in this matter? We can only get it by one way, not by disputing or controversy, but by prayer. Keep at it. We have no business to remain in the dark about the character of our Father when He has made His character very clear to us. From If Ye Shall Ask.